Well, this week's edition of What's Brewing presented by McDonald's. It's Alumni Weekend with the Falcons and Buccaneers. So Jesse Tuggle's here with us on the What's Brewing set. All right, ready?
Let's do it.
All right. Where did the nickname The Hammer come from?
The Hammer came from for really nailing people. I mean, having really hard hits. And that wasn't my first nickname. My first nickname was Ragdoll. And that didn't stick because I was throwing guys around because I was extremely strong for my size. And so after that went away, I started making extremely hard hits, and people started referring to me as The Hammer. So who, even today, I like it.
Who came up with it?
You know, that's a good question. I can't really recall. I think John Rady, who was a former linebacker back in the late 80s with me, and he started off with Ragdoll, then, boom, he started with Hammer, and Hammer just caught on.
You grew up in this state. Who was your favorite Falcon player growing up?
I have to admit, Wes, growing up here, I love the Falcons, number one. And, you know, Tommy Nobis was, and I still love him to this day. I have so much respect for him. But I didn't get the opportunity to see him play. When I was in junior high school, I was watching a guy by the name of Buddy Curry. And, and Buddy was like an awesome middle linebacker. And when he, the year he made over 200 tackles, man, I was like, hopefully one day I can do that. And I did it. And so between I would say Tommy Novus, Buddy Curry, and Joel Williams, those are my all three favorite Falcons.
That's pretty good. When you signed as a college free agent in 1987, what was your short-term goal?
To make the team. That was it. Hey, look, just to make the team. And I wanted to be known to make the team and play at the special teams, right?
Sure.
And try to make a ton of hard hits on the special team so I can get noticed and possibly one day have an opportunity to be a starter. But when I made the team, I was so proud. I had to call my mom, and I had to call my wife, who's my girlfriend at that time, my wife now. And I called her and said, "You're not going to believe this. I made the team." And so I was just proud to wear the Falcon jersey.
2,065 tackles, 12 straight years with 100 or more tackles. What was your advantage?
Just being just running to the football. You know, I used to make notes and make before a game, and my number one note on things to do is run to the ball. And when you run to the ball, good things going to happen. And I always felt like I wanted to play fast, and I wanted to play aggressive and just run to the ball and hit people.
Yeah.
And I made a ton of tackles. I mean, I really did. You know, at 5'11", 230 pounds, at that particular time, people thought the advantage was to have tall, long linebackers. But the key to football is leverage. And when you're 5'11", and you're able to get on the pads of a big offensive lineman and go to the ball, I think that played a big advantage to me to help me to knock people out.
Do you believe guys are born tacklers, Jesse?
Yeah, I believe so. I mean, you got to want to do it. I mean, there's no doubt about it. I think you can learn to do it, but it's something on the inside of you. You have to be a little aggressive by nature, I suppose. And with me, I felt like it was so natural for me to hit people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, growing up in Griffin, Georgia, which is a strong, rich high school tradition right down there in Griffin and playing at Velasco State. And when I got here, I was already a tackling machine, to be honest with you. And I just wanted to see could I do it at this level, and it worked out great for me.
Favorite hit?
Man, I had a lot of them. Let me see, out of 2,000 plus.
2,065. There's got to be one or two, right?
You know what? I tell you what. I got a permanent mark right here on my forearm right there, and I hit a guy by the name of Barry Sanders right at the Georgia Dome when Georgia Dome was first, and it was almost brand new, and I hit him across his helmet, and it ripped my arm open, and I slammed it down to the ground real hard. And a few years later, I had another hit at his place up in Detroit, and I picked him up and slammed him down. And, you know, Barry don't say a word hardly. I mean, after the game, he had mentioned to me at the hardest he probably ever been hit.
Okay.
So that's pretty cool.
Favorite game?
Favorite game had to be Minnesota.
Yeah.
The Minnesota game, you know, back in, 1998, the year we went to the Super Bowl, when everyone counted us out. And that team had only lost one game at that particular time. It was Randy Moss, rookie year.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just so much excitement in the air. And no one expected us to win. And when Morton Anderson made that field goal and put us on our path to the Super Bowl, that had to be my favorite game of my whole career.
What do you want Falcon fans to remember about you?
That I'm a Georgia boy that love this state, don't have anything bad to say about it. You know, growing up in Griffin, like I mentioned earlier, played at Vassal State, played my whole entire career with the Atlanta Falcons. Just a hard-nosed, hard worker that went out there and gave it everything he possibly had on the football field and tried my best to represent this city and this football team the best I knew how. And unfortunately for the fans, I didn't get an opportunity to win a Super Bowl, but I was part of the team that got there. So hopefully one of these days that they can get back and win one. But I'll always be a Falcon. I love it. I love the boys today. And I think as long as I'm alive, man, I love this game that the red and black runs through my vein. And I'm just so proud to have been an Atlanta Falcon.
All right, we're going to play third and short here with Jesse Tuggles, part of What's Brewing. Why number 58?
58 was given to me. That wasn't my first number. You know, when you come in undrafted, they give you a number you have to make the team with. So I had number 49. And then right before the season started, I was able to get 58. So I didn't have a choice, but I love that number. And we drafted a guy a year later, and his name is Marcus Cotton, who wanted that number that came out of USC and wanted to fight me every day for it. But I wouldn't give it up. And now the number hang up in the Raptors. So I can appreciate that.
What player today plays like you played?
Well, I look back, you know, because of my stature and the way when I came into the league, it wasn't many big backers. And I considered myself, I modeled myself out there by Mike Singletary and Sam Mills.
Sure.
So today, who I have a lot of respect for is a guy named London Fletcher. Now, London have played in the league probably 16, 17 years, and at 5'10" and probably 240 pounds, and he represented the way I played when I was in the league. You know, a guy who hustled all the time, yeah. Came in the league as a free agent, and had a great career.
If you could do it again, what would you change?
I think if I had to do it all over again, I would appreciate every day of practice. Love the opportunities that I shared in the locker room with all my teammates.
Yeah.
On Sundays, we're always special. Cherished all those. And I think if I had to do it all over again, I wouldn't change much, to be honest with you. I think I would just appreciate more of the struggle, the hard work, the stuff that you dread and you hate when you go to practice and try to be the best you possibly can be. And then when you leave the game, you sort of miss all that. Mm-hmm. And so I wouldn't change much. I'm really proud of my career. I just wish I would have had the opportunity to win a Super Bowl. And that's the only thing that I dread.
Toughest player you faced?
That was a lot of players. Oh, my God. I think the guy who taught me a lesson, probably was in my third or fourth year in the league. His name was Tom Newberry. He was a guard. You guys probably don't even know. A guard that played for the Los Angeles Rams at that particular time. Mm-hmm. He was an all-pro all-pro guard, and my linebacker coach would tell after the game I had a tough time. I mean, it was a physical game. That was back in the day. They ran two backs, and linebacker had to take on the guard every play. We ran a 3-4, and after that game, I was sort of beat up, and I felt feeling bad about myself because I think the guy really beat me down physically, and he taught me a lesson to be ready every Sunday. And from that day on, I said, I'm not going to ever let a guy do that to me again. And the next year I came back and I beat him down. And every Sunday, that's what I would always do. I wanted to try to be the best, the most hardest football player, hard-nosed football player on the football field in a position. And I think that really was a lesson to me. That day I wasn't, but from that day on, I felt like I was. So I can appreciate Tom teaching me that lesson.
Excellent. That's this week's edition of What's Brewing. Thanks, Jesse.
Wes, appreciate it, man. Thank you.